also, of course, had the change of fullback because of the injury. You have John Connor coming in. How was he kind of fit into the mix?
John Connor's been doing a fairly decent job for us. You know, he's given us a good physical uplift on hitting the linebackers and finishing things off. He, again, is also trying to learn the offense as well, you know. So, we're blessed with those guys coming in here at this later date and trying to contribute to the team.
With all these new guys, have you had to simplify anything to kind of get them, you know, ready? I mean, obviously they didn't have the off season.
Yeah.
They got thrown in head first into the deep end, so things have to be simplified. Yeah.
Well, I think when Jerry brought these guys in, he brought, you know, from a standpoint of Peyton Hillis was at Tampa, you know, there was some carryover in the schemes and concepts. Plus, he's a veteran player. Peyton is very conceptual, is very smart, but the terminology and diction is the same as far as what Mike Sullivan's been doing at Tampa. Some things have changed, but, you know, he picks things up very well. John Connor, you know, you simplify some things, you know, because you're only in two back in certain situations. So his category of learning is very small, you know, from that standpoint. You know, and obviously, you know, we're in three wides, we're in, you know, two tight ends and other multiple groups. So his group is very small, where the transition of what he's already learned and known, you know, he just has to become more physical, that's all.
How difficult has it been to, you know, fit all of these different guys in with all of the turmoil?
Well, what you do is, as a coaching staff, you try to find what they do best and what fits what we're trying to do. And once you, you know, separate all those different categories of plays and things like that, it kind of works itself in. You know, you look at New Orleans Saints a few years ago, they played four running backs, you know, and it works, you know. You know, once you figure out what they do best and how it works within your quarterback, you can get it done. And I think that's what we'll continue to do as these guys come back. They'll all have a role, and there isn't a selfish guy in there. And we all, the thing is, it's what's great about my room, you know, in our room as far as running backs, we all have something to prove. And you got a bunch of guys that are trying to prove that they exist in the NFL, they exist on this team, that they have worth to contribute, and you couldn't ask for anything more than that. You know, me as well. I have, and I tell them all the time, it starts with me, it's going to end with me, and it's going to end with them. And we're here to motivate this team, and we all have something to prove.
How do you see Andre Brown fitting in when he gets back in the mix?
Oh, Andre was definitely going to fit in. I mean, you know, we had plans for him before and before he got hurt. And, you know, he's very athletic, catches ball well out of the backfield. He runs the ball well. He's got good speed. He's that multi-purpose back that can do a lot of things, first, second down, and third down. You know, where the other two big guys are big, strong, powerful downhill guys. You know, and Peyton Hillis is a good pass protector in situations, and Eli has relied on him in some third down roles. So I think the mixture will be good. I think, you know, this week, and think about how they're all going to blend together in certain situations, I'm excited about it.
Do you think he'll be able to come in and pick up pretty quickly, like a sort of full workload?
Oh, yes. I think he will. The hardest transition is just like for Peyton in that first game, was you haven't been hit in weeks or so, you know, so you got to get back to used to getting hit again and hitting people and, you know, the physicality of the game and the speed of the game, but you don't ever forget the game, you know, after these amount of years. But I think once he gets the first few hits in there, and I think he'll be okay.